Currently, it's cloudy and just a little under 19 degrees.
Jim Bray is our audio auto reviewer. Every couple of weeks, we talk to him about the newest cars on the road in a little segment we call Car Crashing. Jim's got a review of the VW GTI and the Toyota Avalon this morning. But first, Jim, there was some news this week about those sticky gas pedals that were apparently causing some accidents for Toyota owners. What do you think? Is this the final word on the Toyota acceleration issue?
Well, I'm not sure if it's the final word or not, but the U.S. Department of Transportation was analyzing dozens of the little black boxes, the data recorders that run Toyota vehicles that were involved in collisions that had been blamed on this so-called unintended acceleration. And they found that the throttles were wide open at the time. The brakes were not engaged at the time of the crash in all except one or two of all of them. So the early results are basically suggesting that most of the drivers who said that their Toyotas and Lexi surged out of control, instead of having that happen, they were actually flooring the gas pedal when they said they were jamming on the brakes. So, as with so many other things, it's operator error.
Now, this is so bizarre to me, because this wasn't a case of 10 accidents. I mean, there were hundreds, if not thousands, were there not?
Well, there are accidents every day. I mean, what we have is a whole bunch of people. I mean, this is merely my opinion and my theory. A whole bunch of people discovering a bandwagon they could get on and possibly get some money out of.
And it turned into a witch hunt.
Yes, it did. And, it's cost Toyota a lot of sales and that. I don't own any shares in Toyota or anything like that, but I've always liked Toyota. I find their cars a little bland, but they're excellent cars. And, they took a real hit on this. But Audi, the same thing happened to them, 20 years ago or so. There was an unintended acceleration controversy. I think 60 Minutes was behind it. And, again, that was never proved, but it pretty well killed Audi in North America for quite a while. Fortunately, they've made a nice comeback, and they make great cars. So does Toyota.
And speaking of comebacks, the Avalon, is this going to be the car to put Toyota back in a good light?
I don't think so. No, the Avalon.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it's not going to hurt Toyota. It's just, remember the commercials a few years ago where they said it was Oldsmobile commercials, and they were going, "This is not your father's Oldsmobile." They were trying to make you think that the Oldsmobiles are all suddenly modern and wonderful now. And, I think I have found the car that is your father's Oldsmobile. That's the Avalon. It's basically just a stretched Camry. It's Toyota's flagship sedan. And, it's a nice enough car if you like that sort of thing. If you're looking for a car that's going to be reliable, get you from point A to point B, has the technology that you want on it, then this is probably a good car. But if you're a person who enjoys the drive, you might find this thing tends to put you to sleep. You know, you go over a frost heave and it nods agreeably and sort of rocks you to sleep. Very, very soft suspension. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the car. It's a good car. My wife loved it. And that's, and her priority in a car is something to get you from point A to point B. She's not in love with driving like I am.
We are Car Crashing with Jim Bray. Jim, what do you got coming up?
We have the Volkswagen Golf GTI, the Canadian Car of the Year for this current model year, and it's a nice vehicle.
Good. We'll look forward to hearing about that in just a little bit. And right now on the Live at 885 Startup, it's traffic with Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is
currently in Ottawa. It is cloudy and 19.
Every couple of weeks, we go Car Crashing with Jim Bray. We already talked this morning about the Toyota Avalon. But Jim, what do you think of the Volkswagen GTI?
Well, when this won the Canadian Car of the Year award, I was a little bit miffed, because I like the car, but I thought the Canadian Car of the Year award should have gone to the Porsche Panamera, because I thought it was a much bigger risk for the company. It shows just how much influence I have on the marketplace that the GTI got it. Anyway, I got to spend a week in the GTI last week, and I really like this car. I like the Volkswagens anyway. I'm turning into a real sucker for Volkswagens, and I like the Golf a lot. And this is basically a hot Golf. What they do is they've put in a nice little 2-liter turbo gas engine, and it cranks out 200 horsepower, 207 foot-pound of torque. So you have turbo lag, which is really that, and the driver's seat were my only complaints about this. The turbo lag, it doesn't last long, but it is there. So if you're pulling out into traffic or something, you have to remember that. But once that thing is gone, That thing takes off like a little rocket. It's an amazing car. It's fun to drive. It handles really well. Mine came with the GTI Sport steering wheel and the DSG transmission. It's a sequential six-speed sort of auto-manual dual-clutch transmission, kind of analogous to that Porsche PDK one that we've talked about a few times. And what it does is it basically gives you the advantages of an automatic without taking away all of the fun that you get from a manual. The only thing you really lose is the clutch pedal. And, of course, they replace that with paddle shifters on the steering wheel that that really do a nice job. Yeah, I had a ball with this car. It's just, you're driving along and all of a sudden you look down and you go, oh, maybe I should slow down before something horrible happens. Now I can see why it won the award. Sure, maybe the Panamera should have won it for its innovation and its risk, but the GTI is a much more accessible car. I mean, you're talking 31 grand as opposed to 130.
Yeah, that is a pretty big difference. That's Jim Bray, our car crasher. He's got a website, and actually, Jim, you've got a lot of good stuff on your website if anybody's thinking about getting any car. Jim, I think you've reviewed practically every car that's on the road today, and if you haven't, I'm sure it'll be on your website soon. You can find a link to Jim's website off of our website. Go to live885.com and click on the startup engine.
News is coming up.